And at that time that that was happening, I was the only one in this whole community that had argued that he'd make it. We gathered down at our church, and they were discussing it the day that he was flying, you see. Yeah, they said, no, he won't never make it. I said, yes, he'll make it. So we had a pretty good argument over it. So, and, you know, didn't have no communication at that time much, you know, through this year. Dick Day, well, they brought the paper to me, and now he'd made it. He'd landed in Paris, France. But I'd always wanted to see the spiritual St. Louis. So we went over and taking a look at the spiritual St. Louis. And I always carry a piece of keel or a marking keel. I don't know whether you ever seen a piece of writing keel or not. But I cover the country. I don't know if I still have a little piece here in my pocket. And I leave my marks wherever I go. So if anybody else goes back, they can find them. And in the Washington Monument, when we were waiting for the elevator to come down, up overhead, my wife said they'll get you, and I've been told that a lot of times, but I've never been got yet. I always get by somewhere or another, but I left the date and my initials up there on the, in the, just to catch the elevator in Washington Monument coming down Nevada. And I scattered it around over California out there. We visited around. We went to Reno, California. I mean, Nevada. And Lake Tahoe, and that's the most beautiful pool of water I've ever laid eyes on. Lake Tahoe out there on that mountain about 7,000 feet above sea level. And you know the state of California and Nevada go right, the state lines right through that lake up there. And I never gambled in my life, but I did in Reno. I've got $10 bill that I got out of Reno after we got it. I won $15 in a jackpot there. And my son-in-law told it on me when he got back to his home there in Sacramento. I got this $15, and this guy run up there with this change outfit, you see. I don't know how many dimes, how many quarters, so I want. I told him, just give me the money. And he didn't want to. I said, just give me the money. If it's mine, well, give it to him. Well, finally, he counted down. He gave me a $10 bill and five $1 bill. My son-in-law went back there and he told him all when he got back, said I stood there and held my hands out and said, give me the money, give me the money, give me the money. But I didn't get the money. I spent $2, like in 10 or 15 cents, and got that. So I've got that $10 bill in my billfold out of Reno. I'm still not a gambler. I've not gambled any since. I didn't practice gambling before. But now that's, I was out. We stayed in Reno till 11 o'clock that night. Me and my wife now, and her son-in-law, and her daughter, and her daughter-in-law. Our son that carried us out there, he didn't go to Reno with us. We went to San Francisco with us. So you might say, we got a pretty good thrill out of that California trip. For she got doorstops scattered around here that come out of lake, out of that Folsom Lake up there, right over there, right above the Folsom Prison there in California. We got down there and got this driftwood, and she got them pieces around here for doorstops that come from Folsom Lake. Here, and I've got a few little pieces of wood somewhere around the place here that I picked up on the beach down there in the Pacific Ocean. And my son-in-law, he told me on out into the tide is going on. So he kept working on down, and of course, looking and picking around in the sand till the tide come back. And he caught me. He got about halfway on my knees here. And I got that white sand in my cuff of my pants, and she looked, I never got it out. That water got me, and that just tickled that rascal to death. Just me caught in them waves coming in. But that's a sight that if you ever see it, have you ever seen the Pacific?